Well, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Cindy, how long have you been the head librarian at the Appleton Library?
Well, you know, it has been since dinosaurs walked the earth, but barely. I think my first contract was on a rock.
Just seems that way sometimes, huh?
Yes. It took a while to, you know, get all those details carved in.
Yeah, right. Well, you've been there a long time, and you do a fantastic job, so...
We do our best here. It takes a teamwork of people to run this place, so it's thanks to the wonderful staff that we have here as well. So,
yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you excited for the holidays to start up here?
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a whirlwind of activity, I imagine. Mm-hmm. And my favorite holiday is coming up soon, so
yep.
You know what that is.
Christmas. I bet you got your Christmas tree up already.
No, I do not. Oh. I always wait until the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Well, you should tell my daughter-in-law that then.
I don't know. I think everybody has to decide what they like to do themselves. But, you know, Thanksgiving is very late this year.
No.
So it is going to be quite the jump from one holiday to the other. So.
That's for sure. Yep.
Sure.
And I know you got a lot of things happening at the Appleton Public Library for the holidays and the rest of this month. Then why don't you tell us all about it?
Yes. In fact, Tuesday night, which is tonight, we have a wood project class for adults. It is choice of between two different projects and did require registration. So if you have not registered, unfortunately, the class is full, and I think we've got, about 6 or 8 people on the wait list for it, too. So unfortunately, that happens sometimes. And keep in mind, what we do is we open registration for any of our adult craft classes. Usually, it's the first of each month, or whatever the first day of that month is. Like, I think it was like the 3rd for November because of how everything worked for the weekend. So keep those things in mind when you're looking at any kind of registration. Of course, sometimes there's exceptions, which is what the next thing I'm going to talk about, which is we are doing a bus trip to the Andrea Theater in Alexandria. It will be on December 4th, and it will open up for registration on the 19th of November. The early registration is due to the fact that we are going to be leaving on this trip on the 4th of December. So sometimes there are some exceptions for, you know, different programs and things like that. Keep in mind, you can sign up to receive our newsletter electronically in your email at the first of each month, or pick up a copy of it, a paper copy, or check our Facebook page for the latest things happening at the Appleton Library.
Okay.
Also up this week on Wednesday, we have a turkey take and make for children and families. And so this will be available after school on Wednesday, the 19th. And then also coming up on Monday, we have our book club. We are reading Everything You Want Me to Be by Mindy Meha. And then, of course, next week is Lego Club and Thanksgiving.
It'll be here quick.
Yeah, no kidding. And we are taking reservations. Usually my husband and I help with the community Thanksgiving dinner. And so what we do is you can call here at the Appleton Public Library and sign up for any pickups if you want to pick up a dinner, or you can also sign up for delivery. There are some limits to how far out we will deliver, but if you're going to attend, no need to call. We always have plenty of food for everyone.
Yeah, we've been plugging that the community Thanksgiving dinner here on Q92, and that's always well attended, and you guys do a great job with that organization. I think it's the Appleton Ministerium that's sponsoring it too, right?
Yep, the Ministerium is the sponsor for it, and
good.
And it's a fun time. Lots of conversation and great food.
That's right. back to the Alexandria bus trip. What was the play or the...
Yeah, it's the play. It's A Christmas Story. It's Join Us As We Travel to the Andrea Theater in Alexandria to enjoy the play A Christmas Story, Return to the 1940s with 9-year-old Ralphie Parker. It's guaranteed to put you in the Christmas spirit.
All right. Love the Christmas story.
Yeah. And what we have a bus trip. So County has a bus trip, Appleton, Benson, and Kirkhoven have a bus trip. And what we how we do this is in, with Legacy is we usually fill the bus with our residents first, and then we take a wait list for people outside of our area. And we fill the bus, because I think we have a 56-passenger bus.
Okay.
And then keep in mind, I think the Lacaparro libraries are also having a bus trip right now, too.
Yep, so, they are, I believe, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so lots of opportunities for people.
Yep, so, okay. All right, shall we move into what are people reading coming up during the holidays here?
So many new nonfiction books, lots of them. Kenny Chesney, the musician with Holly Gleason, has a new book out called Heart Life Music. Michelle Obama with Meredith Koop has a book out called The Look. And in fact, there's 200 photographs in that book. Bread of Angels by Patti Smith, the National Book Award-winning author and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, shares the ebbs and flows of her life. Also new, I'm just going to kind of go into some hardcover fiction, is The Christmas Stranger. Of course, Richard Paul Evans has always got a really wonderful Christmas book that's coming out. And so there is a new release there. Also up for fiction is Queen Esther by John Irving. It's a novel set in the world of the Cider House Rules. A Jewish woman who grew up orphaned is affected by anti-Semitism. And then Daniel Jensen has a book called The Bridge Kingdom. It's Laura's sense of self, loyalty, and land become tested as her feelings toward her husband shift. So lots of human interest stories, lots of nonfiction books, lots of suggestions for Christmas, don't you think?
I guess. Never a shortage of things to read, right, Cindy?
Never.
Never.
I don't think I ever will run out of something to read. There's always some new book that I will get into, but... right now, I'm kind of in my cleaning mode, so I've been trying to clean stuff out and declutter.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that'll last for about 5 minutes, and then I'll be back to reading. But
all right, so tell our listeners where you're located and when your hours are.
Well, we are located in the beautiful city of Appleton at 50 East Rooney Avenue with the open road.
Nice.
And no road construction right now. Anyway, and our phone number is 320-289-1681. Check out our Facebook page for the latest happenings and things going on, or our website for a little more detail, or listen to the radio to hear what Paul has to say about us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. And you have a great rest of your day. And we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds great. Thank you. Have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.